92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today, a listener named Patrick is on the phone to do a second date update. He sent us an email that said he doesn't go out with a lot of girls.
Oh.
So he's really hoping that he can get another date.
Oh, I already like him.
With Vicky. I guess that's the girl that he went out with, or maybe it's just somebody else, but that's the name he mentioned in his email. Patrick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Sounds like we're doing better than you are.
Thanks.
Yeah,
wow.
No problem.
Quite the intro,
I didn't mean to just punch you in the gut right away there.
I think you had already punched him, and then you punched him again with that second one.
Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. So your email said that you're really excited about this girl because you don't go out on a lot of dates.
Well, I mean, I go on dates. It's just they're few and far between. There's been three in the past couple of years.
Oh, now
three in the past couple of years is not a bad ratio.
Hey, come on. That may be by your choice, right, Patrick? You're just really picky. Is that it?
Not so much that I'm picky. I'll pretty much go out with anyone. It's just I'm not very good at conversations.
Oh, all right. So you clam up a little bit when it comes to going on dates.
Uh-oh. Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, if you have trouble talking to people, then how'd the conversation go on your date?
It actually went surprisingly well.
Really? Nice.
I have an icebreaker that I bring with me, and I use it on this date with Vicky.
That you bring with you? Icebreaker. You're not bringing an ice pick on dates. That could be scary.
Well, no, it's not an actual icebreaker. It doesn't break ice.
Well, that's good.
What I did was I set up just, a casual restaurant date, and I brought my potted plant.
You what?
I said I brought my potted plant with me.
Like an actual indoor plant you brought with you?
Yeah, just like a succulent,
So it's a small plant.
What is that?
Yeah, and just plop it down there on the table, and it's the only table that has a plant on it, and girls always ask about it.
Okay, all right, so why wouldn't you?
Do you always bring a potted plant with you on your dates?
Yeah, I've actually found for the past three that it's worked really, really well.
No, it hasn't, Patrick, because you've only had three dates in a couple years, and you're on the phone with us.
Right, but every date that I brought the plant on, the girl laughs, and that takes the focus away from me. So it gets rid of my anxiety about the date, and it just lets us kind of, as I said before, break the ice.
I will say, at first, I was pretty judgy, but when you paint it like that, the plant sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Kind of works.
It really works. We talk about watering it, playing music to the plant, pruning it, and like how the greenness in the room just brings out a happier mood for people. We end up talking about the plant for the entire date.
Okay, so it's sort of like you bring your own wingman, except your wingman is a plant.
Good analogy.
Yeah, you could say it's like a wingman, but I think it's much better than a wingman because it allows me then to control the conversation and there's no blocking going on from the plant.
Yeah, that's true. And will you wait,
though?
They're going to develop someday and they're going to be able to steal your girl. You never know.
I hope not.
I mean, the plant sounds great in the initial, break the ice moment, but when you say that you talked about it the entire time, was she able to learn about who you were as well?
Yeah, so, as we're talking about plants and plant facts, I get to put in little bits of information about myself in there, and, as it relates to the conversation, that's when I can talk about myself.
So you're like, who else loves water?
Yeah.
This guy. You can't get enough.
Yeah, I mean, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How did it work then? So the date, you guys obviously had a conversation a lot about the plant, but what happened at the end of the date?
Well, at the end of the date, I decided I kept the whole plant thing going, and I ordered an Uber, and I put the plant in initially as a joke and, tucked it in, put a seatbelt on it, whispered to the plant, and then I said, time for the plant to go home. And she laughed. She thought it was funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is funny.
But then I was like, if the plant goes, I have to go too. So, and that's kind of how I wrapped it up.
All right. Okay. Did she seem like she wanted to hang out longer without the plant?
I don't know. It was really difficult to read her towards the end. But she did give me a hug. So that was a big thumbs up there.
Yeah.
She gave you a hug. Well, what I'm thinking is she might not be calling you back because maybe she was hoping you would have made that joke about the plant going home and you two could have still hung out the rest of the night. But instead you were like, yeah, I'm going to get out of here too. And then left.
I hope that's not the case. If that's so, then I guess the plant did end up blocking me.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
That plant's not going to get water for a week now.
And how long has it been since you heard from her?
Well, I was texting her last week. She'll respond if I say, like, hi, how are you? How's your day going? Uh-huh. But if I ask her if she wants to go on another date, she doesn't respond.
Huh. All right, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Great. Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
We're right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Patrick is on the phone. And I'm really surprised that Patrick is not getting a call back from the girl he went out with. Her name is Vicky. Because on his first date, he gave her the old green thumb. That's
that
right.
Sounds so
what
mean.
Girl can resist?
For all you perverts out there that are thinking about what the green thumb could be, you're exactly right.
No!
He gave her a plant. Well, he didn't actually give it to her. He brought a plant on his first date because Patrick says that he's not the best conversationalist when it comes to the ladies, and he gets a little nervous, so he brings a plant along with him as an icebreaker. Then they can start talking about the plant, and hopefully it leads to other things.
Patrick, you are a sweet underdog in this story, and I really, really hope that there is a reasonable explanation for her not calling you back.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you. Yeah. For one person being on my side.
I'm on your side completely, man. I really want you to get another date with her.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Super.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Vicky, please?
This is she. Who's speaking?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
I'm sorry, who is it?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Does that mean anything to you?
Like the radio?
Yeah, uh-huh. Kind of like it.
Or exactly like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of our show before?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I'm really confused right now.
Well, let me help you out. We recently got an email from one of our listeners, and it was about you.
Whoa.
That's
okay.
You, probably the appropriate response.
Yeah.
You went out on a date with a dude named Patrick a little while ago.
Oh, gosh.
There
come on, Patrick the plant guy.
I know, Pap.
Okay, well, Patrick emailed us because he said he really enjoyed your date, but now you're not calling him back. So he thought maybe we could get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Wow, okay.
I'm hoping that you just have like a reasonable excuse. Like, you've been out of town for work. Patrick was a great guy. You're ready to give him another shot.
Not quite.
Oh,
dang it!
Really?
So what'd you think of Patrick?
He was really nice. I mean, he's pretty awkward, but he means well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are positives.
So nice overall, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Can I tell you what he told us about your date, and then you see if you agree?
Please.
Okay. So he said that when you guys went out, he took a plant along with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that so he can have an icebreaker to start a conversation.
He said that it made you laugh. Like, I mean, who wouldn't laugh at that situation?
I was laughing, but I think it was for a different reason than he thought.
What do you
like
mean?
Like you were laughing at him and not with him?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but this is not the first time this year that I go out with a dude who brings a plant.
What?
What?
You've gone out with a plant guy before Patrick the plant guy?
I know.
It's totally unbelievable, but it's true.
Where are you meeting these men? In like an arboretum or something or a greenhouse?
No, I was completely shocked. And then I realized what was going on.
Why are you must be putting some sort of bring a plant on the date vibe out. I don't know.
What was going on?
So after the first time that happened to me, I was really weirded out. And then I thought, well, that guy's just a creep. So I didn't think about it any further. But then after Patrick did it too, I was like, something's going on. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, what's this horrible trend of dudes taking plants on dates?
So after I went out with Patrick, I got home and I Googled it. And sure enough, I found it on a dating blog. I guess it's a way for guys to break the ice when they're out with a girl.
Really?
Oh, wow. It's like a self-help type thing?
Yeah, I mean, this is for guys who really have trouble talking to women who get, like, sweaty hands, and I guess it's supposed to help.
Oh, that's so sweet, though.
So now there's a new trend among guys that I haven't heard of yet of bringing plants with you so that you can talk to your date.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he even used some of the suggested moves that I read. So I think that's when I was like, okay, no.
What are the suggested? Wait, you have to tell me what the suggested moves are.
Well, one of them that I read was to order a beer for the plant and then pour it in. And sure enough, he did.
So he's stealing all of his moves from this dating
That's
blog.
That's so good, though.
I mean, it just wasn't original, yeah. And I just wanted him to be himself.
And you run the risk of getting that plant hammered, and we know how mouthy they can be when they're drunk.
Handsy, too.
Overall, it was just kind of disappointing, because I want to get to know someone for who they are and not someone who's just putting on an act.
Yeah, but you've got to give him some credit. It wasn't like an act to get you in bed. It was an act to break his own weird anxiety stuff.
I mean, how do you know that he didn't want to get me in bed with the plant?
Well,
was it an eggplant that he took with him? Because if it was, that means business.
That would have been amazing.
I just thought it was really weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. It's weird that you went out with two guys who did this.
Two plant guys.
Lucky me.
Yeah. And it's even weirder that one of those guys is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. And that guy is Patrick.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Vicky.
Oh, no. Come on.
So you figured me out, huh?
I sure did.
Well, I mean, you know why I did it. Just anxiety gets to me, especially being on a date with someone as beautiful as yourself.
Aww. Aww.
That's nice.
Come on.
That's really nice, but I just wish you could have been more genuine instead of following instructions from a blog.
Well, as a matter of fact, the blog did say to use a different type of plant, and I just went with the one that I felt comfortable with.
Oh, look at that. The comfortable plant.
Yeah, so he put his own spin on it, Vicky.
I mean, it's not the type of plant. It's just the plant.
See what's going on here? We're still talking about the plant, Vicky, just like the date.
Oh, you are smooth, Patrick.
Right, and that was the problem, that I wanted to get to know you, not the plant.
Right, and getting to know me takes a while. I'm, you know, a complex person.
Oh, my God.
You guys are laughing, but I'm a complex person, and I do enjoy plants. I have plenty of plants around my house, and it eases my anxiety, it eases my tensions, and provides fresh air for my home.
There you go.
See, look at that.
Fresh air.
Hey, Vicky, Patrick is a complex person. Would you like to go out with him again for a second date and get to explore all of his complexities? We will pay for it. We'll pay for a second date.
I feel like you should really give him a second chance. Like, he understands that you were uncomfortable with the plant. You want to see who he is.
I don't know. I just feel like if Patrick could talk to me about him or I instead of the plant, then maybe that would be...
Well, Vicky, I'm going to jump in here because, look, I hear you and you want to converse. So something you didn't learn about me on the date is that I'm actually a pro yo-yoer.
Wow.
That is it's almost like a celebrity.
Is that for real, Patrick?
Yeah, I've been doing it for over 16 years now. And, I've got tricks that I do myself that nobody else does.
There you go, Vicky. That's awesome. Something interesting. A pro yo-yoer.
That's just not really a big turn-on for me.
What are you talking about? Walk the dog? Hello.
Oh, walking the dog is old school. My tricks are so much better than that.
Come on, Vicky. A pro yo-yoer who needs a plant in order to start a conversation. You're telling me that you're not turned on because I've got to take a shower.
You know what they say about a man who can handle a yo-yo, Vicky.
And I don't, actually. I feel like if this, then what else? What other weird thing is going to pop up?
Vicky, the one other thing that you need to know about me is that I really genuinely like you. 100% really do. I promise. It's not a lie.
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, man. Vicky, that was so heartfelt.
Dude, give up, Patrick. It's not going to happen. No. You've tried your best.
Okay.
No!
All right. Well, that was easy. Patrick, time to move on, I guess. And Vicky, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
At least you have a cool story to tell about your date. Patrick, next time, don't give up the fight so quick, man.
Okay.
Right. Work in progress.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592. It says, honestly, I think it's less weird that he thought to bring a plant on his date because he found it on a dating website. I just thought he had an obsession with plants. And so I would have gone out with him after I found that out.
Yeah.
Talking about today's second date update. That was taped while Brooke was still here. Jackie is in studio filling in while Brooke's out on maternity leave. But Patrick wanted to call a girl named Vicky who wasn't calling him back after their date. The reason that she wasn't calling him back was because, well, it wasn't because he brought a plant on the date. So he brought a plant on the date as a conversation starter, and he spent the whole time talking about the plant, and he thought that's
weird.
Why she wasn't calling back.
He's a nervous guy.
But she had actually had that happen to her before.
What?
Because apparently it's on some dating website, and dudes have been bringing plants on dates as conversation starters. So that wasn't the weirdest part, but it was just the fact that he was, like, awkward and couldn't have a conversation. He just kind of talked about the plant the whole time.
Yeah.
And
his voice is really soothing, too. It kind of made me – I would have fallen asleep, I think, on the date.
Yeah, she thought maybe he didn't have a lot to offer other than just being awkward.
Yeah.
But he did say that he is a yo-yo player. Yo-yo, professional yo-yo, all right? Yo-yo player is probably not the right word. I probably offended a lot of yo-yoers out there, but like a pro yo-yoer, so.
Do you guys get what it's like to be, well, I guess you guys do get what it's like to be single. It's horrible. It is horrible to be single with these kind of people out there.
You gotta resort to all kinds of things.
This is what you get. This is your dating pool.
This is what's left. Yo-yo people.
And remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5. Jubal.